Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
May 8th, 2019, thank you for joining me today for a very quick edition of the Daily Wrap-Up. For many of you, those that watch this show, you know that I have a Patreon-exclusive special show that I'm doing in about 20 minutes today. That I have scheduled. And I admittedly kind of bungled it because I wasn't able to put a link out ahead of time because I was planning on doing this show before it, which is my fault. So we probably won't get too large of a show for that. But I wanted to hop on and do just a couple of quick stories for today. And there's also about three or four other links that I have in the show notes that I'm going to be following up on during the Patreon show. For those out there that want to join us on this Patreon show, where I will be taking live calls and interacting with the chat and discussing the other four articles that I was going to cover today on that show, sign up for Patreon right now as one of our followers, and you will get the link when I'm done with this show. Or actually sign up for our Wire app, which is free, so you can sidestep the payment right there. Sign up for our Wire app, and you get a ping before I go live every show. I'm also going to be sending the link on Wire to the people on there. So for the first two stories we'll get into, then we're going to jump over and follow up on Patreon today at about 4 o'clock. So hopefully I'll see all of you there, but let's get into what we're covering today. A huge shout out actually to Nathan from Lift the Veil. I saw this on Twitter today. He's the one that actually saw this article. He brought it to my attention, which is actually a very interesting article. And it's something that we have been talking about on this channel repeatedly, over and over since well before this even recent coup attempt in Venezuela. For years we've been talking about this. So it's important, very important, to understand how powerful this is when we find even the mainstream media beginning to call out the things that we are talking about on a regular basis. Now, here is the article. Again, Nathan covered this morning, did a great job, and this is important for everyone to see. Failed Venezuela coup was fake news designed to fool people in two nations. So this is what we're looking at here. This is Salon, mainstream media. Outright, not just calling it fake news, but a hoax. Which is, interestingly enough, something we're not even allowed to talk about on the internet. And if we are on YouTube, and if we were to come out and call this a hoax in the beginning, we probably would have gotten censored for calling it a hoax. But here we have them now calling it a hoax because it was a hoax. It was fake news. And now the mainstream media is saying it as well. And this is powerful stuff, people. This is exactly why we need to pay attention to all information being presented, including mainstream media. Use your discernment, do your due diligence. Information is information, as Caitlin Johnstone has talked about it in the past. Whether we're talking shills or controlled opposition, you should go at the information the very same way. And because I actually I don't even take my own advice very often when it comes to mainstream media. I really don't watch or look at that much mainstream media, which is why I missed this article. So I could take my own advice. It's important for us to look at all information and then put it all together and come to our own conclusions, as I always say. Now, as the article begins, CNN and the New York Times made major reporting errors in covering the failed coup. Was it laziness or propaganda? It asks. Interesting how those are the only two choices. It says, after days of breathless reporting in the U.S. media about public and military support for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro collapsing, and about an April 30th coup by President poser Juan Guaido, we now know the truth. The whole thing was a fraud, staged at the instigation of Washington in hopes that the Venezuelan people and rank-and-file troops would fall for the trick and think an actual coup was underway. It says, We also know from an excellent May 2nd report by Michael Fox in The Nation that the U.S. mainstream media and its reporters in country were promoting this dangerous fraud. I mean, this is matter of fact. This is what happened coming from mainstream media. And again, not that that in and of itself should give it any more credence than anything else, but it just shows you that even now, even people that are supposed to be on their side are pointing to what we've been saying. And then also understand that we've been saying this and then been called conspiracy theorists and crazy for even considering this, even though we all see that this is what's really happening. But it's powerful to see this shift. And as much as they try to present themselves as winning the entire time, oh, we're just about to take Venezuela. Oh, if it wasn't for Russia, Cuba, and China, and whoever else they want to throw in the mix, Iran and anything else, oh, it would have happened. But now we see, at least if you're taking the Salon at face value, and also watching every independent channel that is telling you the truth, that this is saying very clearly that Bolton, Pompeo, even Donald Trump were lying to you. Like, really let that register. Now you can say Salon is wrong, or it's, you know, we shouldn't trust it, whatever. And you're right in saying that we should be skeptical of anything, especially mainstream media. But this aside, just like any other things we talk about that people call into question, it is important, especially when it aligns with everything we already know is happening. It means that we should consider it. It's a powerful thing to see with this. Now, we have to understand that this talks about, the article itself, you can read it in the show notes as always, is it lists on and on about the mistakes that they have made, lies that they put forward, such as claiming that they've liberated an airfield, showing Guaido standing there lying, saying we took this airfield even though it never happened, as the article makes clear, as we also made clear before this article ever came out. The New York Times, as both Nathan and this article and many people have pointed out, still right now has this claim live on their article. While it's been debunked, while another mainstream article is saying this is very clearly false, and the New York Times has it right there, and they're openly attacking the New York Times in this article. I mean, I wouldn't call it attacking. They're calling it what it is. They're pointing to the New York Times and CNN and saying, this is a choice to mislead people, or a sign of wild incompetence. I always say it's usually a bit of both. But they also talk about how Guaido was constantly, and again, this includes, whenever I'm talking about these claims right now, we're talking about both Guaido, Washington, U.S. politics in general, and the Trump administration specifically, and the mainstream media at large were all in on it, all lying, all perpetuating these claims. And this is whether or not they just didn't do their job and just regurgitated what they were told, which is all too often what's happening today, or it's, I mean, I think it's hard. I mean, that's probably what's happening all the time, but I was going to say, or these people are lying to you. But I think more and more today, it seems very clear that these people are just like what they call useful idiots today, right? These people, these journalists, such as Barry Weiss that went on the Joe Rogan show, very clearly don't know what they're talking about. Very clearly are just regurgitating what they say and then get patted on the head for saying. And they say, oh, you're so smart that you know what you're supposed to say. And they go, oh, good, I know what I'm doing. I'm a good journalist. This is what they're doing, a lot of them. But there's a lot of them that are also willfully lying to you, and that tends to be the ones that probably have a little higher role. But again, back to Guaido talking about having all this support, right? When in fact, it turns out he had probably about 30 people with him and the rest was a mirage. As again, I covered the day this was happening. Remember that. And then the media, Trump administration, they all came out and said, yep, thousands of people, massive support, and didn't show any of the Maduro massive protests, which were actually happening. And again, focus on the reality that this, what this is a hoax. It's a fraud. It's a fake. Not misreporting, the hoax aspect is something, again, I want to really drill down on this and make sure you understand that if I had come out with this on the day this was happening and said, this is all a hoax, Washington's lying to you, the Trump administration has fabricated this entire thing, it's not really happening, it's a hoax. As we all know, I would have been censored. I would have been deleted. I would have been shut down. This is a big thing to realize. Now, there, as the article goes on, there are two possibilities here, and this is important. And I recommend you read this whole thing because they really break down all of these things. The only reason I didn't dive through all of them is because for those that have watched this show, we've already done it. Every single thing they point out in this article, every single thing we have already talked about weeks ago. That's also important to realize, the time difference there. But as it says, there are two possibilities here. Either CNN's U.S.-based editors were lied to by their reporters in Caracas, which is certainly possible. This is what I'm talking about with Rubio, the people on the ground just using them, even though they probably in their minds think it's the reverse. People on the ground funneling fake information to Rubio and he's just stupidly tweeting it out without thinking or even researching it, right? So either they're being lied to like he was, they're just getting fed information from, I would argue, people inside like intelligence circles, people in the CIA on the ground making this whole thing happen, feeding this false information, knowing that they'll tweet it out and talk about it without due diligence. But so either they were lied to by these people or they were all aware, willfully lied. They were all aware that their story of the takeover of a military airfield, along with reports of thousands of protesters on the scene in support of Guaido, was a hoax. Their word in the article. Remember, this, it's not hard to imagine, it says, the latter being the truth, that it was a hoax and they all lied, because CNN earlier was caught fraudulently reporting that Venezuelan troops had set aid trucks stopped at the Colombian border afire. Remember, this is a mainstream article. That whole story has still been denied by Pompeo, by the Bolton. They still claim that bridge was shut down because of humanitarian aid. These things have been overtly debunked. And here's a mainstream article outright saying what we've already been talking about, that CNN lied, not just misreported, not got it wrong, but knew they were lying, knew that they were saying something that was false, knew it was in order to progress the West Washington agenda, and did it anyway. Just said it because they knew that's what their job is. Not to inform you, but to misinform you for the government. That is what they do. And here they're saying it very clearly again. They lied to you about the trucks. And it goes on to say, when in fact the fires had been started by anti-Maduro protests, which was on film the day it happened, which we covered the day it happened. It says, though this truth was proven by other reporters and video, first one I saw was the gray zone, but I know there was a lot of people that were covering it that day. It says CNN never corrected its false story in that case, nor did it discipline its on-the-scene reporters. So here's more fake news that they know is fake news, and they're not even trying to correct it. And it's more than just the fraudulent coverage of these latest failed coups, by the way. CNN also claimed that Guaido was the elected president, which we just talked about recently. So did Fox News. We talked about this yesterday. So all of them are on board here. Now, the article ends with, how does any self-respecting news organization allow such abysmally inaccurate reporting to remain this long online uncorrected? It's a good question. I would say it's clearly because they're not a self-respecting news organization. They just do what they're told. It goes on to say the only possible answer is that Casey, which was one of the people involved, and the other in-country reporters who were said to have contributed to this byline, which was six of them, by the way, two senior journalists, if you can even call them that anymore, were given the New York Times exactly the propaganda piece its editors and the coup plotters in Washington wanted. This is powerful stuff here. Good, you know, good way to go, Salon. You know, we should question anything coming from any source for that matter, but in particular mainstream media. But good for them for actually putting this out, because this is the truth. And people are beginning to see it. And that's powerful stuff. Now, I will continue talking about this in the Patreon show and whatever else we want to get into, by the way. So if you want to do that, make sure you sign up for Patreon now. I'll be sending the link out right when I'm done, which will be in about 5 minutes. Now, I'm going to include one more story in this episode. For those that may be new to the show, usually I do about a 45-minute to an hour show, including all the news of the day, which that is what the show will be basically every day. Today's a special occurrence because I have the special Patreon show, for those that may be new. Now next, to include an entirely unrelated story, I mean, except where they relate in regard to fake news and the mainstream media obfuscation of the truth, which is why I'm covering it after this story, willfully hiding the reality. This next article dives into something very hard to hear for most people, but is the truth. And in fact is now, and was then, the truth when the independent media was reporting it a year ago. See how this lines up? The same thing we're talking about here. Another example of the truth being suppressed when spoken by the independent media, and then later confirmed as truth by the mainstream media when they get it a year, month, a week later. The point is on control of the narrative and the information flow. They have to have that, even if it means shutting down the reality before they can put it out. As I just talked about, this was the same with the synagogue shooter, John Ernest. I covered, and this is in the show notes, how numerous people online correctly identified who he was before the police had found him, and they were censored for doing so. Even though they were right, as it all turned out, they were correct in who they said it was, they were censored. Stopping you from being able to discuss things going on in real time, because they need to be the ones to tell you and control the narrative. So for the next story coming from Zero Hedge, Nexium, graphic details of sex slaves and pedophilia heard as Rainier trial gets underway. This is something we've covered for a long time. I've done extensive work about this. We were covering Pizzagate before it was called Pizzagate. We have articles months before the term Pizzagate was even coined on the website, if you'd like to check it out. But this topic and this specific aspect of the larger pedogate kind of idea, what I always simply call the prevalence of pedophilia and these disgusting proclivities in elite culture, the ruling class. When this story first came out, the independent media, myself one of them, was talking the truth. What was really happening? The idea of human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia. And guess what? When we did so, we were called crazy. We were called conspiracy theorists. And we were called liars. Wrong. And now we've actually seen it grudgingly be dripped out that it turns out, guess what? Everything we said was correct in the very beginning. And we were there were even people censored for talking about the real story here. This is really alarming stuff when you understand that we were correct. Now, salacious details, indeed, of pedophilia and sexual slavery were heard on Tuesday in a Brooklyn courtroom as this trial of NXIVM former leader Keith Raniere was underway. Now, again, for those that may not know, we covered this. This is, you know, a year ago about what was really happening. Sex trafficking, the idea of pedophilia, all these things. We talked about the nefarious nature behind this story, the real story that they were trying to cover up and make about money laundering and you know, even like some mild abuse and the things they were aggressively trying to hide the reality, and very quickly had to acknowledge that there was human trafficking involved, which they didn't want to do. But then intentionally tried to hide the real story behind it all, the pedophilia, the inclusion of this, the ties to Hollywood, the ties to Washington. This is what the story is about. And this is what's beginning to come out in the courtroom. It says, quote, "This was organized crime. Keith Raniere was an organized crime boss," according to the prosecutor, Tanja Hajar, speaking to the jury, adding that Raniere, 58 years old, bought a 15-year-old girl from Mexico, Camilla, to New York, along with her two sisters in 2015. Camilla was Raniere's first, quote, sex slave, according to Hajar. Raniere, quote, "wasn't interested in mentoring these girls. Instead, he had sex with all three daughters." Now, most recently, Raniere was accused of having sex with children and producing child pornography. As the New York Post writes, quote, "Raniere, 58, is accused of having child engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing one or more visual depictions of such conduct, which visual depictions were produced and transmitted." This is child pornography and distribution. Things, again, that we were called crazy for talking about when this was connected to Hollywood and Washington and high-level people. And now it's coming out in the New York Post a year later. Think about that. Guess what? The independent media, again, was a year ahead of time. And in addition, NXIVM whistleblower Frank Parletto sat down with Big Leagues Politics' Patrick Howley last Sunday to discuss the trial, where he describes Senator Chuck Schumer as, quote, "a friendly ally, as well as the copious Clinton connections." The video is in the link in the show notes. You can look at it for yourself. Now, this is where I'm going to leave the show today. We're going to keep going on Patreon. So if you'd like to come join us where you can call in and talk, which this will, the Patreon show will usually happen about once a month. I'll be making sure that happens again. So if you'd like to join us, make sure you sign up for Patreon or sign up for wire.com and add yourself to our list on Wire for the T-Lab group. And you'll get a link in the next 5 minutes and you can come join us and continue the discussion. Call in and talk with me. And for those that miss it this time, keep an eye out. There'll be one a month for the same kind of thing. It's always fun to actually discuss and get people to call in. And I don't do that very often. And again, so by the way, there are links. I included the links in the show notes to what I'm probably going to talk about in the Patreon show about breaking news about Iran stopping, pulling out of the nuclear deal, Venezuela, Maduro charging people with treason, the deal of the century, so-called, in regard to Palestine, more information, supposed Israeli troops that are in Honduras, lots more to get into. So if you want to check it out, make sure you sign up for Patreon and I'll see you over there. For all those that are already part of the Patreon group, I'll see you in about 5 minutes. I'll be sending you the link. As always, I love you all and question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
Now, I know that standards have slipped over the last few years in Washington, but for a lawyer, you're remarkably cavalier with any idea of justice.